triple decker one, is the one that I really enjoy more than I've enjoyed at all. That Wise album, gosh, it's just not written. It was not designed for me to like it. Yeah, 13 minutes. Do you know how much space I have in my brain for 13-minute songs? Give me a break. All right, I played something by the Fleet Foxes, and I quite liked that song, and I thought that it was a nice limp to the finish line after getting quite heavy. Had something from Ganglions out of Sacramento, California, the hometown of my friend Rose. Ganglions had the song Blood in the Sand. Also had something from Edmonton guy, Ryan Bourne. I love that song. It's called Love and Death. Also had something from Steppenwolf that I talked about, and then I also played some Mirrors, and that is pretty much it. Hope that you enjoyed all that. Wanted to get into a bit of a country set, if I may. This is the Shilohs. They are from Vancouver, and they have members in every other band in Vancouver. Johnny Payne plays drums, used to play drums in a band called Victoria Victoria. Johnny is the backing drummer of Fanshawe. A whole bunch of other stuff, plays in the Shilohs too. Mike Kamaschuk, just an enormous talent and an enormous man. It seems to be twice the size of me. He could lift me over his head and tickle my belly if he wanted to. Ben Frey, drummer extraordinaire. My Project Blue and Sun Wizard plays in that, and I bet a whole crap load of other bands. And Dan Colosi, I believe, plays in a band called Von Biggen. And man, or Solars, one of those. If it's one of those bands, wow, great bands. And they come together to form the Shilohs. This is from their opening EP to start their reign of terror on Vancouver. The new Balladeer is from this new EP. These are the Shilohs on 101.9 CITR.
Flashing lights. Practice makes perfect. old and gray. Just a little thought before I'm going far away. I'll be waiting on the hillside where the wild red roses grow. On the sunny side of the mountains where the rippling waters blow. Those promises you gave me, and so it's been so long since I've seen you, but my love still lingers on. Don't forget me, little darling, though our love affair seems gone. Darling, wonder where you can be. I'll be waiting on the hillside when the day you will call. On the sunny side of the mountains where the rippling waters fall.
Lovely job from the female Elvis of her time. Her name is Janice Martin. I don't know much about this young lady, but if you go to Red Cat Records, There is a CD that it says the female Elvis, Janis Martin, and that's a song called Crackerjack that I thought went absolutely wonderful with Hawkshaw Hawkins. Really love that song, and I hope that you did as well. It was called Sunnyside at the Mountain. The way that I found that tune and that performer is I wanted to find contemporaries of Hank Williams, not Hank Williams Jr., but Hank Williams Sr. And I went to AllMusic and said, you know, are there similar artists that, other than Hank Williams? He didn't play shows just with himself. And that's true. Hawkshaw Hawkins, a contemporary of Mr. Williams. Lovely job. Also had something from Strange Boys. Now, it's more rock than country, but it's kind of got a honky-tonk swagger. No one agrees. Also had something from Willie Hobbs. Till I Get It Right. All right. Willie Hobbs is on the Dirty Laundry compilation. What is it called? The spirit, darn it, of country soul. African-American performers like Ray Charles, Solomon Burke, Wilson Pickett, and Willie Hobbs doing country-esque kind of tunes. Sometimes actual country songs like Your Cheatin' Heart is done amazingly by soul brother number one, James Brown. But Willie Hobbs did the song Till I Get It Right, and the production of it is pretty fantastic too, in my opinion. Yours too? Good. And we began with the Shilohs. From Vancouver, I love all these people. They're very, very nice guys. A couple of them work at Zulu. Some are strong and work in bands, and we will say no more. This is a gentleman by the name of Adam Horn that I'm going to play. He gave me his album. He's in a band called Like Animals Again. And I must say that what a daunting task to put this album out. I was talking to the fellow that engineered this project, and some of the tracks on this album took 50 channels, 50 tracks itself, just to make the song so thick, so heavy with good things. This is an example of it from their last release and first release, a song called Like Animals Again from the album Comfortable Dungeon. I play it for you. The Adam Horn has been a friend of mine for a long, long time, and he called the show all the time when he was in a band called Subconscious Satellite. And now, look at us. He is better for our friendship. So am I. This is Like Animals Again. Lovely. And I have one more song. My friend Shane Krauss is a fabulous saxophone player, and I'm also friends with his lovely wife, Rachel. Last year, the day before I got married, they got married, and now they're ahead of me again because I don't know this, but they were expecting a little boy or girl, and I was hoping to hear something from them for July, because the little bundle of joy was to be dropped into this world in the middle of July, and it's August, and so I just emailed them. I hope everything's okay, but I wanted to hopefully everything went well, and I wanted to play a song from a band that Shane was in. I just love this song, and I haven't played it in like 6 years. It's from one of his first albums. He looks so young on the cover. This is Baron Samd Esq with a tune called The Samd Strut. Let us dance to bring in the new bundle of love and affection. And I'm sure the little baby is beautiful. And this is a beautiful song. Let's dance to it. Thank you very much for listening. Take care. Enjoy your BC day. What's left of it? I'm hoping to do that too. I'm going to a wedding. I guess you're not. Maybe you are.